Valley presents Spotlight Reviews, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Doodles Weaver, and their guest stars, the Three Sons. Spike Jones and the City Slickers crowd around the push cart and in their best bending manner sing out, "Yes, we have no bananas."
Thank you. Oh, Dorothy. Dorothy Shay.
Looking for me, Spike?
Yes, Dorothy. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I want you to meet me at the Pretty Nitty Shop to pick out your Christmas present.
Why, Spike, how nice.
Yes, I want you to pick out the color and the size.
Why, it's so sweet of you, Spike. But why 9 in the morning?
Well, the ad says we got to get there early.
Ad? What ad?
We had a clip from the morning paper. Here, I'll read it to you. It says, "Attention. Due to a mistake at our knitting factory, we're placing on sale tomorrow 2,000 three-arm sweaters at $1.98 each. But remember, only one to a customer. Come early and bring your three-arm friends."
But, Spike, I haven't got three arms.
Gee, Dorothy, I never thought of that.
Well, anyway, it was awfully nice of you to think of me, Spike. Say, why don't you get two of them for the three sons?
Oh,
yeah. But now I'd like to sing a song about a gal who took a ride on a tandem bike and had a flat tire. Then a boy came along and changed her life.
Yeah, but did he change the tire?
Oh, no question, Spike. Just listen. There she sat, a wounded jacket, for a flat was something that was not expected. She began to sigh, then she caught the eye of a man in a bandit steamer. It was known that she was stupid, nor the shot she thought she got from Mr. Cupid. It began to rain, then along the lane came the man in the Stanley steamer. Honk, 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 honk. A hug was finally hers at last. She forgot the sky was overcast, and what happened is part of her past. The she vowed that she was nervous, oh, the crowd was not allowed to see the service. Now they both are hit, and she's so glad she switched from a thing she used to like, but it's late and a bite to the man in the Stanley steamer, to the man in the Stanley steamer, in the Stanley steamer, all the more he."
Slickers go Latin in our next musical caper. Dick Morgan will juggle four hot tamales. Joe Syracuse, our fire eater, will swallow 3 red peppers. Freddie Morgan will wrestle an enchilada. The rest of the slickers will pound out a batch of tortillas.
We're ready for the
dancing, please, Ralph. Si, si, senor. We play now. People are funnier than anybody.
Everyone saying to begin the begin, but nobody begins him, so I will tell you how. First you lift your right leg like this, then you lift your left leg like this, then you lift both your legs together like this. There must be an easier way to do this, I think.
This is our philosophy. This is our philosophy. And we're sure that you'll agree. People are funnier than anybody.
Woman needs $5 back. Beauty thinks she all must be hot. Husband can't sell the money, of course. But he put $10 on the nose of a horse. Wife can't see well enough to drive. Car to garage doors 12-foot wide. But on husband's tooth of gray, she can spot a blonde hair from a block away.
This is our philosophy. This is our philosophy. And for sure that you'll agree. People are funnier than anybody.
Woodman plays poker and enjoys sitting up all the night with big boys. But at home with his wife he'll fight if he has to sit 10 minutes with the baby at night. Wife runs faster than any game when she hears of a one-cent sale. I'm saving you money to her husband she'll blab. But to get to the sale she takes a taxi cab.
This is our philosophy. This is our philosophy. I'm sure that you'll agree. People are funnier than anybody.
Man gets married, says it's one good deal. He waited years for a home cooked meal. When my wife has night at dinner on plate, he comes home from the pool room 2 hours late. When single man keeps his girl good night, he gets filled with real delight. But when husband kisses wife to say delete, he gets his nose cut in the color and his whole face grease.
Fanfare for three boys whose music has found its way into most of your homes. Our guest stars tonight, the Three Sons.
Thank you, Spike. Since we matched coins and I lost, I do the talking.
Okay, Morton Evans, but first meet Dorothy Shea, huh?
Hello, Mort.
Hi, Dorothy.
Mort, this is the quiz part of the program. Dorothy and I'd like you to answer a few questions about the Three Sons.
Okay. I wish you gave the prizes, because this I can do.
Say, how many records have you made?
Oh, quite a number.
Well, how many of those were big hits?
Well, I don't know about that, but we've had our share.
I'll say you've had your share. Just to mention a few, Twilight Time, Peggy My Heart, Tango Roses. Incidentally, what's your current bestseller, Mort?
Well, that's a little tune called Dardanella. It's from our new RCA Victor album.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
And a favorite of many, many others, Dorothy.
We thank you, and I'd like to play it for you right now. Our record arrangement of Dardanella.
Thank you.
Sons, and may Dardanella make record history. Now, here's Mike Wallace.
Everyone is better off for a bit of refreshment during working hours. That's why you'll find more and more Coca-Cola coolers in offices and factories everywhere. The pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coke sends you back to your job refreshed, just as it permits you to shop refreshed, drive refreshed, lunch refreshed, and play refreshed.
Hugh Birdbath, our whistling virtuoso, will make a brief flight to the strains of Listen to the Mockingbird.
Thank you.
Dorothy, there's a man here who would have a few words with you.
All right, Spike.
Dorothy Shay, I'm Marshal Mike Conn, representative of the Jukebox Operators of America. The Cash Box, the confidential magazine, has just completed its yearly record popularity poll. As a result of that poll, and in behalf of the nation's jukebox operators, it gives me great pleasure to present you with the Cash Box Oscar Award for the best hillbilly record by a popular artist for 1947. Your own Columbia recording of Putin and Fightin'.
Thank you ever so much, Mr. Micah.
Good for you, Dottie. And if this isn't your cue to sing Putin and Fightin', then I just never heard one.
Okay, bye. Beyond the busy highway, beyond the city streets, we hide each and take with us in our plane the way home, the lucky. You hustle and fight me. Sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ordinary neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old grandma. Why'd they have to shoot for grandma? She died, she's a clover. Someone called her bending over. Picking up a daisy, too. This is a song that needs a writing. Let's give that funeral service over. So then we'll go feuding and fighting again. Fighting, a feuding, and a fussing. That's all that's going on with us. We are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet. All except when we happen to meet. Daughter, baby daughter, poisoned all the neighbor's chicken. Daughter, daughter, at least though she could run like the victims. They hit her with a shovel, few a fighting man, a busting. No use of standing here a cussing. Let's give our daughter a pistol. Now that she's four and go few and fighting some more. Fighting a fussing and a feuding. Why did that sheriff keep him shooting? He was a curious critter, yes, he was swell. It's a shame he was pushed down the well. Water, oh well, water. The doggone stuff don't taste like it oughter. Look here, shitty liquor. That's why we all drink corn liquor. It's better with your shoes off you. Fuck some man a fight. This ain't no corner you can brighten. Polish the shooting iron more. I'm getting a yen to go fusing. A fussing, a fusing, a fussing again.
This program has its high and low point. I present now this program's low point, Doodles Weaver, as master of rhetoric, Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Tonight's tone poem deals with love, family, and happiness. I shall sing it in my usual artistic style, and it is called My Blue Heaven. I believe I'm in voice. Yes, I'm in voice. If you please, My Blue Heaven, maestro. When Warper Walls kill, when Wilbur calls Bill,
what does he call him?
Oh, no, no, no. When Whippoorwills fall, pick him up.
Ooh, no, no, no.
When Whippoorwills call and no one answers, an evening's gone by, a feeding is nigh, let's all get high.
No, no, no. Hi. Everything is high. Hi, Drum. Hi, Dolly. Hi, Pip.
And evening is nigh. To my blue heaven I rush. In my dog team I mush. No. I know Mrs. Hush. No. That's a secret.
Secret!
I turn to my blue heaven. Turn to the left.
A right turn. No, a left turn. A U-turn.
No. That is a turn to the right. A light little white. A little light white. That we're tending tonight.
No, we're not. We're right here.
A little white light. Light. Let's turn out the lights and eat the bulb.
Confused. I'm confused.
A little white white will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a rosy gloom. A boasting groom, no. The voice of doom, no. A dizzy goon, no. It's a paid-for Quonset hut. A little nest of nestles on that gross bloom, no. A little nest of nestles for the bloomin' roses, the Roman houses, the Roman noses, the Eskimos, the low man on a totem poses. There's flowers all over the joint. That's Jolly Mandy, and we must have a spree. Just Mumbles and me.
Mumbles?
No. Hello, Dick Tracy. Hello, Dick Tracy. My two-ray wrist video is working. Calling car 41. Calling car 41. We haven't heard from you all day.
Was it something we said?
Just Polly and me. And baby, make 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Signals over, pass over center, left half, T formation. Oh, I know all about football. My family was a football family, you know? My father was a tackle, my uncle was a guard, my brother was a center. When I was born, they took one look at me and said, this is the end. With Molly and me, and baby make 3, we're happy in my new heaven. You my blevin, SC's 11, oh, have my blue one, and you one, a fussin' and a fightin'. Fightin', I was in Africa once, fighting wild animals. And you know, a native guy came up to me, he says, you know how to get down off your elephant? And I said, you don't get down off an elephant, you get down off a duck.
That's a killer.
In my blue heaven.
You must be the absent-minded professor. Comes now a cold story, Smedley. There's three sons will let it snow. Dorothy Shay will put June and January. The Slickers will put almost anything handy in the winter wonderland.
With you and my arms, the snow
charm. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses.
For the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshments, think of Coca-Cola, for ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And now here is Spike and Dorothy.
Dorothy, with thanks to the Three Sons, I believe it's time to lock up.
Right, Spike. Who joins us next week?
Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog. So until next Friday, good night, Dorothy. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Every Sunday on this same station at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, you'll hear the pause that refreshes on the air with the music of Percy Faith and your host, Roger Fryer. This week's special guest is Donald Richards, leading star of the hit musical Finian's Rainbow. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.